Greetings and welcome to yet another episode of AmazingPages.com, The Journey, episode 19. My name is Jim and this podcast is a compilation, an experience log, if you will, of my journey through bone marrow cancer, subsequent treatment, and where I'm at. So this is day 17 since my actual transplant. My numbers are way up, to the point where I was told by the doctor they're going to release me tomorrow. They're not released, well, technically they are releasing me to home, but home has to be within 5 minutes of the hospital, and it's not for me, so my new home for the next 2 months is going to be the Marriott Suites, about 5 minutes away. And it's in a special area where Moffitt has contracted with them about what the cleanliness requirements and conditions are. So very confident in that. It's expensive, but we got a two-bedroom place. Gives us a little bit of room to feel like we're leading a little bit more normal of a life, and we'll see how long that goes on before I can actually return to my beloved home in Clearwater Beach with my lovely wife, Patty. Well, I've had a little rough stretch here for the last couple of days. We've been facing problems with extreme fatigue and a very persistent rash that I've got on my neck and on my back. I've had a very difficult time urinating, and there have been some other issues that have come up that have been challenging to deal with. Once again, the staff here at Moffitt, they've jumped right on it. They've pretty much got me feeling normal. It's either that or it's because I'm drinking Coca-Cola and I'm watching football, so you know that means everything, life is good, right? within the last hour or so, it's actually lifted, especially the fatigue part. The fatigue part has really been crushing me. I just feel like I literally couldn't keep my eyes open for a conversation. I would just doze right off. And it isn't because the people I hang with are boring either. So, but I am a miracle. This is really quick to be released from the hospital to a care facility nearby. Of course, then I'll be coming in pretty much daily to this facility to get blood work done, to check and see how I am, because I'm still pretty susceptible to any type of virus that's out there. So I need to be extra careful about being in touch with people, contacting any, you know, colds will kill me. The flu would definitely kill me. So I just got to be careful, that's all. And, you know, wash my hands. Get some exercise in every day, you know, shower and clean up, get out of bed, you know, all of those type of things. So, and none of them are that difficult to do. So hopefully this will be the beginning of different types of episodes for you to follow on this. Episodes of how much stronger I am, how much better I'm feeling, how much more I'm returning to a normal life. But I have to tell you that as of right now, it's a great story because, you know, I wasn't even supposed to make it. I was supposed to be dead. Instead, here I am, 17 days after transplant, and I'm being released from the hospital. You know, you have to understand, this is a big deal, okay? I mean, when you have a heart transplant, your body tries to reject the heart. When you have a bone marrow transplant, your body tries to reject everything because it's your immune system. So the big issue for me now is going forward is called graft versus host disease. And that is rejection problems. Some of them could be quite simple, like the rash on my neck. Others could be a shutdown of my kidneys, my heart, other horrible things. But so far, it looks pretty good, I gotta tell you. And I'm very, very pleased. And, once again, all praise be my Savior. He has brought me through the darkness, and He has released me back into the light. And you're going to see a different Jim. Anyways, folks, thanks for listening. Now go on out and have yourself an amazing